Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got our take cannons loaded and ready.
Ready.
Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short routes.
The boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
This is Reception Perception, the show.
The fantasy community and a lot of football writers have a weird affinity for Jerry Jeudy. They really do. He really hasn't put it all together at any point in his career. Obviously, injuries have had a huge part of that, but people still hang on to the fact that Jerry Jeudy is one of the best route runners in the NFL. I never really saw it, but I'm not a wide receiver evaluator. I just felt like so much of what he did was highlight stuff in like OTAs or like practice where you can, you know, take 5 seconds to beat a guy with 15 different steps, you know? But when it came to game times, it's really hard to do that because, boy, it's ball is out, right? So you've got to make that break real quick. And I just never felt like that translated in the NFL. And by the way, when you do that at Alabama too, it's like, okay, yeah, your NFL offensive line that's playing in college, they'll also give you an extra beat. Okay, for the quarterback, for the wide receiver to get open. You can't do that in the NFL. You can't do that in the NFL, especially for a guy who wants to make his money in the short area of the football field. But in 15 games last year, Jerry Jeudy, 67 receptions, 972 yards, 6 touchdowns, 67% catch rate. Actually pretty good considering what a nightmare offense offensively Denver put on the field. So overall, I would say decent stat line from a raw perspective. But boy, Matt, you throw on his profile on RP and there is a lot of red.
A lot of red in the route success rate chart, and the might have been the reason why I had that little rant earlier in the podcast about the route colors. So look, yeah. What you said at the top, like that's where I'm pushing back on the Jerry Jeudy thing, because I think still PB is still regarded as one of the best route runners in the NFL. Like I could get to 10, 12, maybe 15 guys I think are better. Like without really struggling, that I think are better route runners, and at least 10 for sure. I'm not gonna sit here and do it right now, but it's not compelling audio. But I could sit definitely think there are 10 to 12 are better than
Matt,
Jerry Jeudy.
What? You're being too kind. You could easily get to 15. And if we sat down and did it, like you and me and like a pitcher of beer, we could get to 20, bro. Like it wouldn't be that hard. Well, honestly, come on.
There's a lot of lists that wouldn't be too hard if there's a pitcher of beer involved. Right? Might have to get
that
second
saying
one.
Yes.
Get that
exactly
second one.
I'm
maybe we
saying
get to 40. No, I mean, that's too far. So, right. Yeah, I think the thing with Jeudy is I don't understand why this is like a controversial take because he hasn't been like – he's been a disappointing NFL player, I think, to this point. I think this
I
is the – this is the thing, like he's billed as a great route runner coming to the NFL. By the way, I think he was a good route runner as a rookie. You know, like he had a 75% success rate versus man as a rookie, 73.6% success rate versus press as a rookie. Those are good numbers. He would make a great case if he turns into a good player about that 75%. Maybe I'll start saying hits 75% instead of clears 75%. If Jerry Jeudy becomes a really good NFL player. However, like I think because he's had not good quarterback play throughout the duration of his career, people like fill in the blanks of, oh, he was a great route runner. He hasn't had good quarterback play. He must still be a great route runner. And that's why he hasn't succeeded as a player. like you hit the high ceiling, because I don't think he's a bad player by any means. And I wrote that multiple times in the profile. He's not a bad NFL player. By the way, he was at 70.6% success rate versus man in this profile. That's like 70% success rate versus man is a good solid indicator. He's at like right around the league average in terms of press coverage, but he has consistently struggled in the NFL at beating zone coverage. Even that rookie year, 74.5% success rate versus zone. That's not very good. Career best 78.9% in 2021. That's just a little bit above the league average. It's a pretty solid mark. But this past year, sub 70% success rate versus zone. Now, some of that
sub
I think could be
70.
Yeah, it's like, and some of that you can definitely excuse to, you know, look, I don't think Nate Hackett was drawing it up from a scheme perspective. You know, I absolutely don't want to see Jerry Jeudy running as like a slot receiver anymore. I think it's multiple coaching staffs have like put him as this kind of short area slot receiver or like vertical slot. I think he works best when he's going against press man coverage on the outside, because I think that's where he really shines as a route runner. But weird. The wasted motion, the chaotic movement in his routes, that's a big reason why he's not been a successful player against zone coverage. And look, was Russell Wilson bad last year? Absolutely.
Oh, but yeah.
These receivers contributed to the problems in the Denver offense. And you know, it's a big reason why I was skeptical about this whole thing become like being a hit last year. I was very low on these Broncos receivers coming in last year because they had not shown that they were great individual players. They'd shown that they were solid starters. Like Courtland Sutton's a fine starting receiver. Tim Patrick is a fine starting receiver. Jerry Jeudy, even with his flaws in the first 2 years of his career, and some of it in the second season, certainly he dealt with a high ankle sprain.
Yep.
But he's a fine starting receiver, but none of these guys were great players. And like Russell Wilson having to go from Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf to Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy was a massive downgrade, and it was never discussed as that way last year. So yeah, Jeudy has some positive indicators in his RP profile. He also has some really negative indicators in his RP profile. And I think as in his career, there's been positives and negatives. Like, I don't understand what's the hang up here.
Well, and again, I think it's just because of his pedigree coming in. You look at his draft profile, you look at his draft stock. Right. I think that had a big part to do with it as well. But yeah, I'm just, like I said, I've been with you since day one, which is just kind of like, intriguing player, certainly. Although I will say this, though, Matt, I think what is probably the most, I think, concerning when it comes to Jerry Jeudy is the fact that he was sub 70% versus zone. Bro, if you're telling me this is a guy that needs to be an inside slot player, which, by the way, the same people that are saying this guy's a great route runner are the same people saying that this guy also needs to play in the slot.
Yeah, no.
You cannot. You just flat out cannot be below 70% at any point in your career if you want to be a good, consistent slot player. I'm sorry. Look at the list. It just doesn't happen. The guys that are sub 70%, first of all, arguably are not great players. Maybe some of them have roles, but so many of them too. When you look at the historical data, Matt, these guys are like outside players. Like they play on the outside, you know, and again, maybe they're not even great at that. I'm just saying that's the role that they play. I mean, again, when you're talking about 68.5% success rate versus zone in 2022, for Jerry Jeudy, now we're talking like Joshua Palmer. We're talking Chase Claypool from 2021. We're talking Marvin Jones from like 2015, Sammy Watkins. I mean, this is not a great list here. And again, think about the role that some of these guys play. 2021, Chase Claypool's, you know, primarily an outside player. Josh Palmer, primarily an outside player. Marvin Jones, almost exclusively an outside player. So, to me, it's interesting, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they're trying to put him into this, you know, slot role, Matt. But boy, I tell you, that is a really concerning number when you look at his success rate versus zone in 2022.
Yeah, some of these guys like that are good, like have poor low success rate versus. So again, similar to the conversation we talked about with George Pickens a few episodes ago. But obviously, I think George Pickens is more of an X receiver than Jerry Jeudy is. But Jeudy is good against press coverage. He could be an X receiver. You know, I think these guys who have low success rate versus zone, better success rate versus man scores. Michael Gallup, is one of them in the historical databases. You know, Martavis Bryant from a few, back in 2014. Right. Alec Pierce is a guy from this past year. Allen Robinson with his first season with the Bears in 2018, although he's coming back from a torn ACL injury. John Brown in his 2018 season with the Ravens, high success rate versus man, lower success rate versus zone. AJ Green in 2018 with the Bengals, lower success, you know, right around 70%. But was great against man coverage. Like, these are Mike Evans, great example, in a couple different seasons, both last year and in 2015, kind of just around 70% success rate versus man and zone coverage, both of them pretty close. Like, these are outside receivers. I think Jerry Jeudy has definitely been miscast so far in his NFL career, mostly by these past 2 years. I think Jerry Jeudy needs to play in like 2000, his rookie season in 2020, when he had his best success rate versus man and press coverage, by the way, is like primarily an outside receiver. That's the role he needs to play in. And I wonder, you know, Sean Payton, they pick up the 5th year option. They also trade up for Marvin Mims, which was interesting. I think shows you that, like we said on the show, they're probably a little lukewarm on these current Denver receivers. Cause you don't give up draft assets to go up for Marvin Mims when you don't have very many draft assets if you are in love with your receiver room. I think Marvin Mims is probably like a vertical slot receiver in that T.Y. Hilton type of mold when he was at his best. So maybe that means Judy's the flanker or the X, and then Marvin Mims is the flanker in 2 receiver sets, and then in 3 receiver sets, maybe it's Sutton's the X. Flanker is Jerry Jeudy's role and Marvin Mims is the slot, or you know, maybe it's something even we're not even, you know, maybe Tim Patrick gets in the mix there at some point. Like, let me just read the last 3 paragraphs for Jerry Jeudy's player profile. I don't think Jerry Jeudy's a bad wide receiver. I consider him the best player at the receiver position for the Broncos, although I've been telling you that room is overrated for a couple years now. He's just living off an unearned reputation as a route runner, and I'm not sure how long we should wait for this theoretical ceiling to show itself. Reception gives us a pretty good grasp on who he is as a player. Jeudy is a number 2 type of receiver haunted by inconsistencies. The flashes are good enough to make big plays, but the lack of details and substance put a cap on how much you can trust a player like this. Some of his career shortcomings are often quickly waved off due to quarterback play, but he certainly needs to wear some share of the blame. That's how I feel about Jerry Jeudy right now. Not a bad player, but probably more of like a number 2 type, who has definitely been miscast, but has clear flaws in his game. And if he didn't have clear flaws, there wouldn't need to be this much excuse making so far into his career.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
If you want to be generous, and again, I don't want to just pour it on the guy. I mean, I think a lot can be said. Okay, you've got the injuries. You've got the Drew Lock effect. Okay. do you guys remember how bad Drew Lock was? Jerry Jeudy's rookie season. He was horrific. Okay. So there is some of that.
Joe Flacco was in the mix at one point.
Yeah. Right? He's had what now? Now he's on his 4th offensive coordinator, might be his 3rd offensive coordinator. Head coaching changes everywhere. They've moved him around. So the coaching, the injuries, the players surrounding him, and then just his usage on the offense too. Matt, you alluded to it, right? 69%, nearly 70% of his snaps his rookie season came as an outside wide receiver. In his second season, he was around 35% outside wide. And then in 2022, he was about 55% outside wide, right? So I know the coaching staff has had a lot to do with it, but he's just moving around a lot of different spots. You know what I mean? And I think it's pretty hard. We said this about Sky Moore. It's pretty hard when you're a young player. If you're comfortable doing one thing, it's hard enough getting acclimated to the NFL. Like, but then to do that at all these different wide receiver spots, boy, that's asking a lot from a young player.
It is, this is something that we don't, it just isn't mentioned enough. Talk about with a guy like CeeDee Lamb, how hard that is that he has done this exact same thing. Now, CeeDee Lamb's been incredible, though. I mean, CeeDee Lamb's just been in isolation an incredible player. In the regular production, an incredible player, despite playing, okay, well, he's going to play flanker when Michael Gallup's out there, and when he's not, Michael Gallup's not out there, he's going to do it, like, you know, just for nonsense reasons. And with Judy, I think he's frustrated coaches at time because of these route running things. I think he's frustrated coaches. So they've been kind of like, what do we do with him? I think that even like, and again, injuries, when like Sutton's been down, that's when he's been moved to the outside more, but he's been better out there. And by the way, he's a better player than Courtland Sutton. Like, I think like long-term, he's going to be a better NFL player than Courtland Sutton. Like I just said, I think he's currently the best receiver on that roster. Right. I don't know. I just think there are a lot of questions with this player. I'm not ready to believe anything, because I think he could just be a guy that he's not trash. Like, I'm so tired of this era of player analysis that we're in right now, where everybody has to either be elite or they have to be garbage. Like, it's so annoying. But
yeah,
for a guy like Judy, I think he is going to kind of be like a volatile number two receiver, who is just like a splash big play threat. But I really do want to see Sean Payton and this coaching staff with Joe Lombardi's the offensive coordinator now, like, narrow down on one role for him and leave him there, and see what happens. I think that would be the best thing for his career, because again, there are very, like, don't come in my mentions if Judy has a good season this year and like try to dunk on me, because there are good RP metrics for Judy. There are just some concerning ones too, which I think to this point, there's been good moments, there's been concerning moments, a little bit of mix of everything. So I'm curious to see how the season plays out for him. And like, again, we also, like, for Judy to have a good season, like in fantasy or anything like that, a lot of other things have to go right too. Like, Russell Wilson has to play better. You know, there's a lot that needs to happen here for Judy this year.
I mean, you know, come on. If you've been listening to us at any length, it's like, we obviously butter our bread doing the fantasy thing, but it's like, on this particular podcast, we literally, I don't want to say we literally don't care, but it's not a priority, you know? It's like, we're actually just talking about like real life good football players, you know what I'm saying? And again, I think Brandon Ayuk fits that mold, right? Like, he's much better than what his raw stats would indicate, and that's fine. We celebrate that. And Jerry Judy, you mentioned it, you know, what are we going to get? Are we going to get rookie season Jerry Judy? We ain't get, you know, second year Jerry Judy. What are we going to get here with Jerry Judy? If anyone's going to find out, it's going to be Sean Payton. And so let me just say this.
Yeah.
If Jerry Judy cannot get it done with Sean Payton at the helm, he's not that dude. And again, reiterating what Matt said, I want to clarify that. It's like, listen, you could have, this is what's funny, right, Matt? Like, if we compare a player to, like, let's say, like, Marvin Jones, it's like, is that a diss? Like, if we compare a player to, like, Devontae Parker, is that a diss? No. I mean, these guys played in the NFL for a long time. They've had a lucrative career. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, again, you know, when we say, hey, you talk about this guy either needs to be greatness or he's trash. It's like, nah, like, this guy could be an absolutely average NFL player, you know. And I don't know if you want to consider that to be a diss, then so be it. But, you know, what are we going to get here with Jerry Judy? But this is the year that we're going to find out. And I do feel bad for him, that he's dealt with so much turmoil from the Denver Broncos perspective. I mean, you think about the ownership changes and the general manager changes and the coaching changes, offensive coordinator stuff, all the quarterback stuff, man. Like, it's been crazy for him. And I get that, and I'm sensitive to that too. But man, this is the year, my guys, that he's got to show it. You know, now we're going to year number four. We've got Sean Payton at the helm. Russell Wilson's lost a bunch of weight. He looks like he's rededicated and refocused a little bit. You know, what are we going to get with Jerry Judy in 2023? I'm really intrigued to find out what we got going on.
Last thing on Judy. Remember when the entire like when Denver Broncos are like, we're willing to trade our wide receivers, and all the insiders are like, yeah, the Denver Broncos would take a first round pick or a high second round pick for Jerry Judy, and Jerry Judy's still on the Broncos. if my reception perception was so unfair to Jerry Judy,
right,
that would not be the case. Just
correct.
All right, we'll leave it at that.